you say you owned a tavern in East Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do, what was your life's work? Was this the one, or did you go into something else?
I went to something else after that.
Yes, what was that?
The scrap iron
business. Scrap iron business. Oh. Now, tell me something. What kind of work would you go into if you had to do it over again?
The same thing.
Good, in the scrap iron business. Did you have any schooling in Pittsburgh at all?
No.
None at all. You were self-taught, in other words. How'd you learn to speak English?
By myself. Mm-hmm. Just from hearing.
You associated with people who spoke English.
Yeah, and that's the way I came in of reading a newspaper, English, little by little. I start anything I didn't know, I asked.
Questions?
To explain me.
Oh, very
and that's
good.
How I got into it.
Wonderful. Of course, you didn't naturally, if you didn't go to school, you had some Gentile friends. Would they treat you nicely?
Well, if I didn't have no schooling, the only way, whomever I was in touch with, they treated me nice and I treated them nice.
Did you go out with them socially at all?
Yeah, once in a while, sure.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you go to Hayter?
Not here, in Europe.
Oh, uh-huh. You say you...
I was a grown-up boy when I got
to Pittsburgh. That's right, you were. Well, sometimes they do that, you know.
Yeah.
Did you like music when you came here?
I always did like
mm-hmm.
music.
Love music. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Do you play any kind of musical instrument?
No musical instrument, except what I sing, that's all.
Oh, you sing, mm-hmm. And do you belong to any groups who sing?
Yeah, I do. The Ikes in the choral group and the Ennettenhaus in the choral group.
Mm-hmm.
And we go places to entertain them,
isn't
too.
Isn't that marvelous? Yeah. That's interesting. Did you go to any Yiddish theater?
We did have Yiddish theater here, yeah, sure.
Where was it located?
Years back in Forbes Street.
Mm-hmm. And did you attend any lectures?
Yeah.
Where was that?
Places where they held lectures, like in the Labor Lyceum, and
where was that located?
On the Miller and Miller Street on the Upper Hill District.
Mm-hmm.
Miller and Reed Street. Mm, yeah.
That's right. Did you go to the public libraries at all?
No.
Not at all.
No.
What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
Well, whatever the kind of papers they were here, there was one time the Dispatch, one time was the Leader here.
The Leader?
Yeah, and now it's the Post Gazette and the Pittsburgh Press. And
but the Dispatch was one of them and the Leader was the other.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that you were religious when you came to the United States?
To some extent, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Not too much. I keep my Yiddish right now too, but I don't attend as much like I really Orthodox. Mm-hmm.
Did you change any of your religious practice during your first few years?
No, same thing.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I do.
Which one?
Go to the Holy Shara Terra.
Shara?
Terra. Shara Terra.
Terra Synagogue. What was that like?
An Orthodox place.
Orthodox,
yeah. It's not Catholic.
Are you a member of the synagogue now?
Yeah, at the Shara Terra.
Same one?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you haven't changed at all?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Did you carry on any observance in your home? Did you keep a kosher home?
Always did.
Kosher, you kept a kosher home?
Yeah.
You didn't have any pork or ham or anything like that in the house?
No.
Always dishes were changed?
No, not so.
Did you have any trouble with your health due to the climate or the food that you ate here when you first came to Pittsburgh?
Well, no, not at that time, no. I was very well, very healthy. But later in life, of course, anything happens to you.
Of course.
But I was very healthy at those days, in my younger days.
No ailments at all?
No. Not until I was at the age of 45 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get your medical care in Pittsburgh? Who was your doctor? Where did you go to a hospital?
You mean in those days?
Yes.
There was three doctors, they were in a group. Three doctors was Lieber, Schnitzer, and
those are three doctors that you went to?
Three doctors that I went to that they had
an
office.
Were they in the same office together?
In the same office together.
Oh, three doctors in a group.
Lichtenstein, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Lichtenstein. Yes, I heard of him. Dr. Lebo.
And Schnitzer. Those three, they had a group of an office for themselves, mm-hmm. worked together, and that was our family doctor
mm-hmm.
at that time.
You mean all three were the family doctors? Anyone?
Any of them didn't make any difference because they were like in a partnership together on an office.
And that was at that particular time. They do it today, too.
That's right.
What were the first organizations that you belonged to in the synagogue, for instance? Talmud Torah or a Zionist group?
No, I don't belong to neither of them.
Don't belong to any of them at all?
Not to the Zionists.
Do you belong to any kind of an organization? When you came here, you surely belonged to something. No Jewish organization of any kind?
There's no Jewish organization I belong to. It's to this Workman's Circle.
Workman's Circle. That's considered a labor group.
That's a national, yeah.
That's right. That would be it. Workman's Circle. Mm-hmm. Do you have any some organizations that you were set up to give charity? Did you belong to any of those? Did you have any pishkis, any boxes?
Well, I'll tell you, in my younger life, yeah, I did. In my younger life.
Yes.
A pishki, like you say.
Yes.
But I got out of it already.
Oh, yeah. And I'm talking at that particular time. Did you have those
boxes? At that time,
boxes?
Yeah. At that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you contribute in any other way? Did you give in any other way?
As much as I could help, yeah.
Yes, as much as you could help. Do you, and in what way did you do it?
Well, in a lot of ways to give charity. I certainly do like to this shul.
Well, I don't mean that now, but at that particular time, did you give any charity of any kind?
I always did if there was a way of giving it. Yeah, a need. I always did.
Uh-huh.
In other words, to give help, I always did.
When you were out socially, where did you go for a good time? Did you go with your wife anywhere?
Always with my family.
Did you go with any friends?
Well, we go socially with my friends to enjoy ourselves. Like playing a little cards or something like that.
Your wife and you both went to play cards?
Yeah.
My wife and I... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just sociability, they say.
That's right. Did you go into any sports? Did you go for handball or something like that?
No,
did you go to any
baseball
games, any football games?
None
at all.
None at all.
None at all.
Never took any interest in that.
None at all. No baseball, no football, nothing. Wrestling, nothing.
No, nothing.
Did you know of the YMCA? Did you know there was a YMCA here?
I sure did.
Did it help you?
The YMCA?
Yes.
I was never there, but I knew there was a YMCA. I did belong to the YWHA.
Oh, was there YWHA? Was that there when you came?
Oh, sure.
In 1905? Was there
YMCA? Later, at the...
Were there any non-Jewish agencies that helped you adjust? None.
No.
Did you have any local meeting places? Did you go to any cafes or political parties?
No.
None.
No.
How did you meet people in the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Just by coming in contact in entertainments a little bit, like in social life, what you call it, And that's how I got acquainted with people, and we kept friendly relations.
You mean with your neighbors and so on?
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
But did you go, you visited them, in other words?
Yeah, that's right.
Were you a friend with any non-Jews at that time?
No.
Did any of these, you had none, no non-Jews at all, became a friends of yours for life?
None.
Did you have family here in Pittsburgh?
When I arrived here, I was the only one from my whole family in the United States. I was the only one. I didn't have no one except my uncles and aunts in Cleveland.
Oh.
That's all. In Pittsburgh, I didn't have anybody.
With whom did you celebrate Seder?
Seder?
Yes.
Well, it so happened in the family, like. You say, in the family, like. Like my, I would say my grandson, by his people, maybe you know the Katzens.
Yes, I know the Katzens.
Well, Katzen's son is my grandson. Katzen's son is married to my granddaughter.
Yes,
my
I know, but that's later. That's later, but I'm talking about the first 5 years.
In those days?
Yes, whom did you go with? Did you celebrate Seder at that time?
I was already married,
yes.
And I celebrate my own Seder.
Oh, you had your own.
That's right. And of course, her people, her parents, her wives, because I didn't have any.
Oh, yeah. With my wife's parents.
That's right. Together in the family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But my own, I didn't have my own family.
No.
My family. I didn't have
the first 5 years, did you have any contacts with people in Europe? Did you, or any other part of the world, did you write to them? Did you correspond? Did you call them on the phone?
Well, as far as Europe, of my own family, like my brother, some of my sisters in the this in Europe. But I had family in Africa and London.
Well, did you correspond with them at all?
Very little.
But you did correspond.
We do correspond right now, but they haven't.
Did you correspond with them in 1905 when you came to America?
No, I didn't.
Between now and.
Let me see, 1905 they left. Yes, I did correspond with them in London and in Africa.
Well, you did correspond.
Cape Town, South Africa. I did correspond in those days, yeah.
Were they relatives, you say?
That was my brothers.
Oh, they were all in Cape Town, South Africa.
One in Cape Town, South Africa, and one in London, England.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I did correspond with them, yeah. But later in life, we sort of forgot itself.
Oh, I know. Are you an American citizen?
Yes, ma'am. Since 19...
How did you acquire your citizenship?
Since 1913.
How did you get it? How did you become a citizen?
I had to wait 3 years, I remember, that time, to get my first papers. And then my second papers, I had to come on the phone to a judge here in Pittsburgh, of course.
Yes.
It was in 1913. And that's when I passed them, and I became a United States citizen.
When did you first vote?
Well, I was at the age at that time. I voted anyhow.
I know, but when did you first vote? Do you remember it all?
I can't remember that.
What party did you belong?
Well, sometimes I change around.
Yes, but what
I'm
party
Democrat.
Did you belong to first?
Democrat.
Democrat.
Yeah.
Why did you belong to Democrats?
Because I liked to be part of it. Because they were treating me good.
Yeah. Were you active here in the party?
No.
None?
No.
When did you first meet the person that you married and how? You told me.
Well, that was the only first person that I met was my wife.
Oh, my.
Here in Pittsburgh. I never had anybody else. And that was in 1906, and I got married in 1907.
how old were you when you got married?
I think I must have been 21 or 20.
20.
20.
And how old was your wife?
That I couldn't tell you. They never tell you.
Yeah. Was she younger, though?
I couldn't say. Well, it might be a difference between a year or two.
19.
That's usually the case that way.
What was the marriage date, do you remember?
The marriage date when I got married?
Yes.
March the 12th, 1907. March 12th, 1907.
Were you married? You were married in this country, of course.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh.
How long did you know each other before the marriage? 1 year, you said.
About a year.
Did you fall in love with your wife immediately when you met her?
Well, I stood there in board, you see, so we were together all the time.
Proximity.
And she was the only girl in the family.
Imagine that.
And they were very nice people.
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged if you remained in Europe? Do you think they would have made a marriage in Europe for you?
Yeah, I might have it there.
Yes.
In fact, I kind of had a girl that I was connected with while I was in Europe, when I was 17 years old, or
yes.
18 years old. And after I left home and I came here, so you just neglected that and you forgot about it.
That's it.
That's the way it is. That's the way life is.
Was your mate from the same country as you in Europe? Did she come from the same country?
Uh-huh. You mean my wife?
Yes.
It's not far apart, about 90 cents train fare between my city and her city. They came from Lithuania too. That is her and her parents.
Were you mainly interested in marrying someone from the same country? If she would have come from Hungary or from Romania, it wouldn't make any difference.
Once I came here and that was it.
Yeah, I see. Did any of your friends or any of your family marry non-Jews at this particular time?
At that time?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. What was your feeling
These days it happens.
What was your feeling about that at that time?
It was a very bad feeling because I wasn't brought up that way.
Mm-hmm. You weren't interested in that.
No.
Assimilation.
That's right. Today is a different world. Everything has changed.
People have a lot of trouble with each other when they're young, getting along. What were your problems of adjustment during the first year of your marriage?
I didn't have no problem or no trouble. The only way is to make my living for my family. That's the only thing I was interested in.
Making a living.
That's right.
Who made the decisions in your family? Who made the most important decision in the family? Did it make any difference from the situation in the home in which you grew up? Who made the decisions in your family?
You mean in my hometown?
Yes, in your home.
Okay.
Your home, when you got married here. Yes. Did you make the decisions?
In my family.
The important
It
decisions.
Was a partnership between me and my wife.
You mean no one was boss or anything?
We always agreed to one thing, yeah, that's right.
50-50 arrangement.
That's right.
What about your home life at home?
Same thing.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
Well, they had, of course, public school, night school, but no college. None of them had a college.
No college education. But they all, how far did they go to college? To high school. Did they finish high school?
Finished
high school. Did any of them receive any Jewish education?
No.
None?
None of them.
any difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, as time comes along, naturally, you follow also with the times and your own ideas.
Go with the times, yes.
That's right.
But was there any difference when you were raised?
Oh, yes, it was a difference.
Great deal of difference.
Because at that time, I didn't know math when I was a kid, 7, 8 years old. All I know, I remember, is this, that...
But you went to Hayter, and they did. Did they go to Hayter? Did your children go to Hayter?
My children went to Hayter here. Yeah.
Oh, they went to Hayter, but there's not much difference in other words.
No, it's the same thing, no different. They had
did you have any trouble raising your children because you were an immigrant? Did you have any problems?
No.
None at all?
No.
Didn't bother you? Well, fine. We'll put your name now, Morris Glazer.